It's Marketplace Tech for August 12th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Google surprised the tech world this week by announcing a reorganization under a new holding company called Alphabet. There are probably at least 26 reasons for the move. One of them is likely the Mountain View tech giant's feelings about Wall Street. Paul Sweeney is North American Director of Research at Bloomberg Intelligence. Hi, Paul. Thanks for chatting with me.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How important is it for Google, now Alphabet, to please Wall Street investors?
Yeah, I think this move is certainly an effort on the part of Google to appease some of the investor concerns that I think have been building up over the last year plus, which is I think investors are saying, boy, as Google gets larger and larger and gets into more and more businesses, we require more disclosure about some of these businesses. You know, the creation of this holding company, Alphabet, and then the resultant ability to kind of split out some of these smaller companies and smaller investments as standalone companies that hopefully will disclose some nice reported numbers. I think that's welcomed by shareholders. And again, the stock is up on that news.
Is more scrutiny on some of these projects potentially bad for those projects?
It very well could be, because I think these companies, whether it's some of these startup projects like the driverless car, or whether it's their acquisition of Nest, which is a home security business.
Project Loon Balloons,
exactly.
Et cetera, et cetera.
So a lot of these things have never seen the light of day, or they haven't done well. And I think it will be much clearer for investors to kind of see which of those companies or businesses deserve more of shareholder capital. And it'll certainly be easier for public investors to kind of, you know, monitor those businesses.
Is there anything else that you think is interesting about this week's news?
Well, I think it kind of continues a little bit of a trend, and that is let's try to, if we have some really high growth businesses within our growing portfolio of companies, let's try to highlight them for investors, again, to drive our stock price up, hopefully. And I think another recent example would be Amazon, when they just 2 quarters ago, the company for the first time started disclosing financial results for the cloud business. And investors really applauded that, in part because we now have a better sense of how big the cloud business is for Amazon, how fast it's growing. I'm sure Google probably took a look and saw what Amazon did and how investors reacted to that. So I think some of these big tech companies, as they grow and as they mature, I think they recognize that they kind of have to adapt their corporate structures, have to think about how they disclose information to Wall Street and to their investors. And I think that's just part of the natural evolution of some of these tech companies as they grow.
Paul Sweeney is North American Director of Research at Bloomberg Intelligence. Paul, thank you very much for coming by.
My pleasure.
Samsung is set to release a bunch of new smartphones on Thursday. Last week, Verizon announced it was killing off 2-year contracts to allow more users to bring their own devices. All evidence that while phone prices are going down, the number of phone choices is going up, and so is pressure on manufacturers. Taiwanese phone maker HTC had its stock fall so far this week, it was worth less on Wall Street than the cash it had on hand. What the heck happened? CNET.com editor-in-chief Lindsay Turrentine has some answers. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Ben.
We're in this special moment where phones are all getting cheaper. There is like a gazillion of them. And this is the difficult time in which HTC finds itself.
That's right. I mean, it's a special moment for those of us who need to purchase a phone. And prices are going down and we have kind of infinite choice if you're willing to go with an Android handset. It's not such a special time for some of the manufacturers who make a very small percentage of those phones, like HTC, which all of a sudden is kind of cratering.
And do we have a sense of why?
There are so many Android phones on the market that even if, like HTC, you make one really well-reviewed phone, one phone that people who love, really love, you're competing against hundreds and hundreds of other handsets, many at lower price points, and it's just impossible to sell the volume it takes to support an entire company.
Does this story tell us anything about the near future of other kind of single device makers, like the Plus One, for instance, that phone I've seen out, other companies that are trying to make just one device? I mean, does this spell bad news for those other companies?
I think this does spell bad news for any manufacturer trying to set themselves apart with one single phone. The phone market is leveling out. Adoption has evened out. We don't have as many people buying phones every year as we did before and upgrading to smartphones. I think anybody who is going to risk everything on creating a single product has got to start thinking about what product line comes next beyond the smartphone.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
And you know what happens when you ask Siri the meaning of life, right?
I can't answer that now, but give me some time to write a very long play in which nothing happens.
Joke almost clever enough for a New Yorker cartoon. Well, Siri, move over, because Microsoft is getting into the artificial intelligence humor game. The company has partnered with the cartoon editors at the New Yorker to build a program that helps a computer learn what's funny. Granted, New Yorker humor is, shall we say, an acquired taste, but Eric Horvitz, managing director at Microsoft's research group, says teaching a program over time about what is funny could be really valuable.
We need to come up with ways to recognize humor in human content and in the discourse and conversation between people. If we could do that, we could build new kinds of services and do things more accurately.
In the future, maybe an artificial intelligence program will know it's a joke when an annoyed user tells it to go format itself. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.